two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a summer break that has felt like anything but a break for teachers all across the state. Glenna Lotulele is a teacher in the Salt Lake School District. She says the issue of teaching during a pandemic really shouldn't be that complicated.
We have teachers that are willing to go back into the classroom, and we have teachers that prefer to stay online.
She's left wondering why every district in the Valley seems to have a different game plan. According to her, there's really only two options. Either have parents sign their kids up to go in person or stay home and learn online.
Why can't we just do that across the state of Utah? If we have teachers that are willing.
Utah's largest school district, Alpine, is doing something similar. They're allowing parents to choose between the two, but the question remains just how many teachers will be operating online this fall. One fear is that all the teachers are going to put in a request to teach from home in order to stay as safe as possible during the pandemic. Well, the numbers may actually surprise you. Jeff Haney with the Canyon School District says they sent out a survey to their teachers and received just under 1,400 responses. According to him, a whopping 98% said they intend to return to in-person teaching this fall.
But then again, we had a significant number of our teachers indicate to us that they would be interested in applying for the online teaching assignment.
Specifically, it was 33% that said they would apply for an online-only position. Haney says while they're only one district, it's still a sign that teachers all over the state are ready to teach one way or another this year. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.